looking to the future of your public radio and television network. Mark Vogelzang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, is now 7 months into the job. Today, he responds to you, our biggest stakeholder. I'm Jennifer Rooks, sitting in for Keith Shortall. And on today's program, we'll hear from Mark about his vision for the future of MPBN. We'll talk about the budget battles in Washington and Augusta, as well as how future funding of this public network may change. And, of course, we'll talk programming. Which are your favorite shows? And what would you like MPBN to carry? We hope you'll join the conversation. Email us at talk@mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, post to our Facebook page, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. That's 1-800-399-3566. MPBN's president and CEO answers your questions. This is Maine Calling. And welcome to all of you on this beautiful Maine day. And welcome, Mark Vogelzang, back to Maine Calling.
Thank you. Nice to be here with you, Jennifer. Terrific. It is a beautiful day, and it's terrific to be on the radio today with you.
It is. I can imagine a lot of people out there and driving in their cars or even possibly sitting on their decks listening to this conversation. Mark, why don't I start by asking, you've been on the job 7 months now.
Right. Came in January.
And you have, I know, because I've watched you travel the state. You've spoken with all kinds of people, you know, everybody from legislative leaders and corporate CEOs to a lot of really regular Mainers. What have you learned about Maine people, and most importantly for this conversation, their relationship to MPBN?
Well, it's a relationship that's very intense and very personal. I think everybody that I've talked to really has something that if they're users of our services, if they're a television viewer, if they're a radio watcher, if they're online, if they're streaming, there's an intense personal connection to MPBN. That's really great. There's a lot of goodwill too, Jen. And the fact that this is a mission-driven organization, you know, people care about the success and future of the organization. It's been around a long time. 20 years ago, we merged. We had the merger that created the current form of MPBN. This past year, I spent a lot of time, few months with the legislature. So I got to know the legislature. I've spoken to the governor about MPBN personally. I think a lot of us, our friends, want us to succeed. They want us to be successful. On the programming side, I would say that what I've talked to people across the state about is there's a desire for more regional content. What's unique about this area? What's unique about Maine? What's unique about what unique value proposition can MPBN present? There's a strong appreciation for NPR and for PBS content, for programming, news, and the kids programming and all that. So that's important not to forget. We are not just Maine Public Broadcasting that is only providing Maine programming, but it's providing programming that is international, that comes to all of our ears and eyes through these services. There's a few more. They want us to be successful. I think I want us to measure our success and failures. I think we need to be sustainable, and the challenge that we face in Augusta is one that makes it that's a question mark. How can we become sustainable with perhaps less state funding in the future, and perhaps maybe even more state funding, less state funding in the future, as less federal funding in the future? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You know, you stepped in first. There was the budget battle in Augusta, but also at the same time, you have launched right into a major planning effort, which is formulating, with the help of our Board of Visitors and viewers and listeners, a strategic plan for the company. Where are you in this strategic planning process, and what is the direction of that strategic plan so far?
Timetable has been interesting, and I observed the first several months, 4 or 5 months, and then we've moved into what we call phase two, and we've actually put together some ideas on paper, shared those with our key stakeholders, that is our Board of Trustees and you, our employees, and the staff here. We have three locations. We're in Bangor. We have staff in Lewiston. We have staff in Portland, where we're sitting right at this moment. And The ideas that have been put up on the table are ones that we're trying to just push into areas of interest. Community. How do we deal with the community? How do we deal with programming? How do we deal with revenue? So if you think about all the different areas that we have, that's where I'm moving this process with strategic planning. There's a few specific questions that I have for our listeners today. I hope we can ask some questions about journalism. I want to ask some questions about what public television should be like in the future. You're heavily involved in Maine Watch. I think our viewers and fans of your show, Jen, want to know, is there anything else we could do? Are there more things that we could do with public television here in Maine? So those are the sort of questions we're asking.
One of the things that I personally am most excited about, Mark, and I know a lot of other people are too, is that your vision for MPBN is a vision of growth. You want this
Correct.
Not to be an organization that just sort of keeps, you know, I don't want to say limping along because we're a strong organization, but just sort of ambling along where we've
yeah.
been. You want this organization to be an even larger part of the Maine community and what it means to live and work and breathe in Maine.
It should. And if we do our jobs well, if we continue down this path, we can become more integral, as you said. And my hope is that through that becoming essential, that word essential to the community in whatever way that is, engaging with the business community, engaging with the education community, engaging with the nonprofit organizations, engaging with our tourism and our friends and supporters, that can actually lead to more income, revenue, which we need to stay afloat, but also adds more content and more great things that we can provide to our viewers and listeners and online people.
You were at Vermont Public Radio for a long time, and I know one of the things you were best known for there is you led the organization into a situation where instead of being one radio station, you had two different radio stations, that one focused on news
yep.
and public affairs and one focused on classical music. Is that a vision you have here in Maine?
Well, one of the things that is surprising that people might not know about Maine Public Broadcasting's radio side is that our radio station is consistently in, when you have rankings or ratings of where, how many people are listening, there are over 200,000 people listening a week to MPBN. It's consistently one of the top rated, most listened to radio stations, not just public radio stations, but radio stations in our markets, in the markets that we serve. So it's a very strong, vibrant radio service. It has a lot of people, and all of us want more. I keep hearing from listeners who say, I want more NPR News. I want Diane Rehm earlier in the morning. I want more of Tom Ashbrook. I want, they're happy about Maine Calling. There are people who say, I want more classical music. I want more hours of opera. I want more hours. We just did an opera show here on Maine Calling. So trying to literally expand the clock is a hard thing. And one way of doing that is to offer more discrete channels. Some of that might be online. Some of that might be actually with new frequencies.
So this is part of what you're trying to find out being here today.
Correct.
And talking to members of the public and also formulating the strategic plan, one of the many things that you are looking at right now. Also looking at what digital content is going to mean in the future. Where do we go? And I think this is the question for everybody in every form of media, not just public broadcasting in Maine. What is the future of MPBN when it comes to the web?
Well, that's true. If you think about digital being a service that is online, social media, it encompasses all that stuff that we use, from tablets to smartphones to traditional computers to websites and everything else. What is there? How can we use that most effectively to A, reach new users of MPBN, B, perhaps reach younger viewers, listeners, and users, readers, supporters of the, that's why we are doing more with social media. So attracting a younger audience is clearly something. But if you think about television and radio as legacy broadcasters, yes, we're digital, but those have been around. You're listening to an airwave right now, listening to an analog radio station. It has digital too. That's been around for 50, 60, 70 years. Television, same thing. But if you combine, if you look at those two as legacy outreach areas of as a broadcaster, the best of digital can actually combine the best of those two and more as a third, if you will, branch of MPBN. And we haven't quite made that investment yet. That's the big challenge. And I'm interested to hear from listeners today, Jen, how people are using MPBN Digital.
And that's a perfect cue. Our phone number is 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. You can tweet us at Maine Calling, email talk@mpbn.net, or post to our Facebook page. We have a caller. This is Jenny in Portland. Jenny, go ahead. You're on the air with Mark Vogelzang, CEO of MPBN.
Hi, Mark. Welcome to Maine.
Hi, Jenny.
And thanks. I'm really glad to have the opportunity to talk to you, mainly to tell you how terrific I think the classical programming is now.
Good.
And in particular, how valuable Suzanne Nance, I think, is to the station and also to the arts community in general in Maine. I'm really hoping you know what a huge positive impact she's had on the arts here. And I'm hoping that you'll really nurture the classical music side of things.
Yes.
I moved here from Boston, and I know that, for instance, at WGBH,
mm-hmm.
there was lots of distress in the arts community when they put their classical music programming onto an entirely different station, which I think the arts people felt was sort of shunting it aside in favor of just the news programming. And I listen to MPBN all the time, and I love the news programming.
Right,
but
right.
But I feel like I'm concerned when I hear you talk about possibly separating them, like there's not enough hours in the day, that actually might minimize the way that classical music gets out there and gets promoted and also helps the arts in Maine.
Well, I think your point is well taken, and the important thing to remember is the cultural side, the arts, the classical music, the service that we're doing right now on MPBN early morning on the weekends, opera, all the hours that Suzanne is doing and a wonderful job. Yes, she's a fantastic ambassador for the arts and cultural community here in the state, and we absolutely don't want to lose any of that. But I'm just asking the question. So
that's right.
That's where we stand.
And, you know, Suzanne has, and I'm sure you know this, Jenny, she does so much more than just her morning classical show. She's actually the executive producer of a new series on MPBN television, Maine Arts, and our production
Monday
team
nights.
Has been traveling around the state for months, gathering live performances. And, you know, this is something really exciting. And my point is the classical programming, the cultural programming is on the radio, yes, but it's also this summer on the television stations as well. Jenny, thank you so much for your call.
Yep. Great to hear from you.
And we're going to go now to John in Old Town. John, you're on Maine Calling.
Hi, thank you. And Mark, welcome to MPBN.
Thank you.
I come from MPBN's land many moons ago. I'm an alumnus.
Oh, good.
Of broadcast on the television side specifically. Comment and question. Comment, first of all, Maritimes. You're back on the air in the Maritimes. That's wonderful. I've been hoping that would happen through the years. It used to be very powerful. Taken up there by the cable system, and then it was knocked off for many, many years, and many of us were hoping it'd come back, and now you've got it back.
Mm-hmm. That is for people who might not know what that is, we are on television in the Canadian provinces, the Maritimes, where we weren't necessarily before, but we're on some of those new cable systems, and we're seeing a lot more members coming out of that out of that carriage. So you're right, John, that's a good thing.
Right. The heritage was St. John, New Brunswick, and then also Halifax, Dartmouth. And we used to have a lot of television viewers up there because of the cable system, and then
uh-huh.
it was knocked out. But anyway, welcome back. Question. Back in the old days, in the 80s, we once had a network between Vermont, New Hampshire, and Quebec dealing with the Quebec question. And it just occurred to me that hasn't happened since. And it was very good at the time. It was just a one-night thing where we had people hooked up because it was a regional kind of a question. And, Jennifer, this is the kind of thing you might be interested in. But it's with the technology the way it is, it seems to me it'd be much more feasible to do that kind of a thing now.
It is. And it's a great idea. I love that idea. We've had initial discussions between Vermont New Hampshire and Maine, there are five big public broadcasting entities that cover these three states. In Maine and Vermont, in Vermont and New Hampshire, television and radio are separate organizations, and here in Maine they're combined. But collectively, it reaches a lot of people, and we have a lot of Canadian audiences in those in between these three states. So it's a good idea, John.
All right, John, thanks so much for calling in. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, your comments and questions, email talk@mpbn.net. I should say more of your comments and questions. talk@mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, post a comment on our Facebook page, or call 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. This week on Maine Watch, a look at the health of Maine's coastal waters, our beaches and bays. Maine's spectacular coast supports industries from tourism to clamming, but also faces major threats. We'll learn more about the effects of ocean acidification, bacterial runoff, and other dangers. And we'll explore some of the efforts to protect coastal areas. We hope you'll join us for Maine Watch.
Tune in for Maine Watch tonight at 8 on MPBN television. You can also catch it tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 here on MPBN Radio, and tomorrow night at 9 on MPBN television.
Next time on the TED Radio Hour, we go back to school.
Our education system has mined our minds in the way that we've strip-mined the earth for a particular commodity. And for the future, it won't serve us. We have to rethink the fundamental principles on which we're educating our children.
Building a Better Classroom. Next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
And welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks in today for Keith Shortall. And our guest today is the president and CEO of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, Mark Vogelsang. Mark, we have a Facebook question from Andrew. He says, why do you bother to run the Diane Rehm show if listeners cannot join the discussion? It really defeats the purpose of a call-in show. If
yes.
You cannot, actually, you know, call it. I read that.
Jennifer, thanks. I mean, it's an interesting question. I think this gets to some of the other discussion that we had earlier about trying to fit everything into one network, one service. And Diane Rehm show is one of those call-in programs, national shows that airs live in the morning. And because we air it in the afternoon, folks are not able to call in. Content is still terrific, and it's wonderful, and we really enjoy it. Same thing with Tom Ashbrook's show that we air on the weekends and at midnight. So that just gets to that issue. It's really just a matter of resources and time, but we acknowledge that it's a compromise when you put on the Diane Rehm show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the radio. On the other hand, I will say that a lot more listening is done not in real time anymore. You know, we all go back. We can listen to stories. We can see pieces. We can rewind. We can DVR things. We can go to a website and listen to a stream of something that happened earlier. So it's becoming more normal. I don't know if that's a good answer, but it is happening, Jennifer.
That's right. Well, we're going to go to another call now. This is Ed in Portland. Ed, you are on Maine Calling.
Hi. I have a similar comment. I'm wondering if there is any HD radio in MPBN's future, and that might be a way of addressing having multiple content at the same time.
It would be.
Is that something you see coming down the line?
Interestingly, Ed, we do have HD radio already on our current system. We don't have multiple channels installed yet. We haven't done that. But our HD, the radio stations of MPBN already are in HD and HD have HD capacity. So if you buy an HD radio or use one, either in your car or at home, that channel is there. We just don't have multiple programs on that channel, but that would be something we could invest in, and it's not that much more expensive to do.
All right. Thank you,
Ed. Good question.
And a reminder that we would like you to join our conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. talk@mpbn.net is the email address. Tweet at Maine Calling or post to our Facebook page. We'll go now to Rick in, is this Ridgeton or Bridgeton, Rick?
Bridgeton.
Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Just fine. Thanks.
Welcome to Maine. I was over across the border in Vermont for a while and thought your dual system there was wonderful.
Oh, good. So a radio station that was one focused on NPR news and the other focused on classical music
right.
was a good thing.
Yeah, because I'm mostly a classical person, music person. I guess if I had a criticism of Maine Public Broadcasting,
please,
it would be that it's too Washington. I remember when I used to phone in responding to pledge drive, and I would always say to the nice person who took my call, thank you for not running Diane Reams. Now, I'm not trying to get into a Diane Reams debate. I'm sure she's one of I used to live in D.C. too, and I'm sure she's a really lovely person. But we need more local stuff in Maine Public Broadcasting and less just a pipeline. You know, I'm on the computer all the time. If I want to listen to WETA in Washington, well, I'll listen to WETA in Washington.
Yep,
but
easy
I don't.
To do.
I want to listen to Maine Public Broadcasting. And I miss, for instance, I know you fired this guy a number of years ago because he got political against guidelines, and I'm a conservative, so I wasn't with his politics, but you had a wonderful program called The Humble Farmer.
Yeah.
And that was terrific. It was local. It was cute and folksy. And a great reason not to listen to somebody else on the Internet, but to listen to Maine Public Broadcasting. And I'm hoping stuff like that, if not that particular program, can come back again.
Rick, let me ask you about Maine Calling. A year ago, this program, this hour, was not on the air. Tell me about Maine Calling, how you've seen it evolve, if it's improved, if it's not improved. Let me know that.
I think it's quite – I like it a lot.
Okay. That would be a big commitment of time and energy to local, regional content that we're doing here on radio.
And I'll be honest with you, late at night, though, when I stay up late reading, I go back on the computer to WETA because I want to listen to music. I don't want to listen to the BBC droning on and on with the Global Climate Gazette, which is all the BBC is every 5 seconds. You know, it's more politics, more politics, more politics, less news. And if somehow music could stay through the night would be, or more of the night,
so
it's the case.
Music overnight would be your vote. Okay, that's interesting.
Oh, sure. Or less gas bagging by BBC people.
What Jennifer and I do not believe that we're gas bagging is, if to paraphrase you there.
But, no, I'm not talking about you, sir. I'm talking about the BBC signal that you're hearing.
I got it. All right.
Rick, thanks so much for calling in. And, you know, Mark, there's so many tricky things, I think, that someone in your position has to balance right now because, you know, Rick here is talking about how he uses digital media to access.
Totally. Yeah.
Anything he wants, yet we have other viewers and listeners and who don't and still watch MPBN television. We have a great number who watch MPBN television, for example, over the air. They don't have cable. They don't have a dish. And so we're trying to balance the needs of those people who do use that whole menu of opportunity to bring in what's going around the world and those who depend on us for everything.
I totally agree with Rick in that if we're going to be successful in the future, it has to be a strong core of what counts here regionally in Maine, in our region, to our viewers and listeners and our online people who care about what's going on, because then it's attractive to those who are from away who also want to hear about what's going on in this great state. So I think I'm totally in sync with what he says. I don't know how we juggle all the particular requests. That's
right.
The challenge.
Right. And the number again, 1-800-399-3566. We're going to go to, I believe it's Vahan in Portland. Vahan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
My friend, I'm a person who is a member of your station, and I'm a person that is for both music at night and or BBC at night. And the idea in Vermont that you people, you had that other network was classical music 24 hours a day. I wish that was available here in the state of Maine, having 24 hours on a separate radio network with, you know, with the duplicate of radio frequencies. Would that ever happen one day?
That's why we're having this discussion. If you're interested in it, if you're supportive of it, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think there's other things that we're also focusing on, too. We're trying to say, you know, what sort of – let me ask you, Vahan, what do you how do you use – for example, MPBN television, and are there things that we should be doing on television that locally that we might not be able to, that we're currently not doing? Are there things?
Well, I do like the BBC comedies. I do like the, for example, when somebody goes to Letterbox. That bothers my eyes. I wish the letterbox on the TV side was not invented at all. But I would love to see. I used to be a subscriber to the broadcasting and cable magazine. I would like to see one day if you ever could send me a sample copy of the Vermont and New Hampshire radio schedules. Those would be interesting to look at.
Ah, interesting.
But I mean, otherwise, I told you what I like to happen on the radio side. I do like the classical music, and I do like the opera, of course.
Ah, let me just say thank you for that, because it's really interesting, and I think we might be able to, in some way, on our web lineup, link to Maine. To show the lineups of Vermont and New Hampshire public radio, if that would be helpful for people to look at. But they could also go to those sites, vpr.net and nhpr.org.
All right.
Those two are there.
Vahan, thanks so much for your call. Mark, you know, so many of the things that viewers and listeners say they would like, so many of the things that we as employees would like, cost money, yet we're here in this time where Congress, again, is considering cutting funding to PBS and NPR, all public service media. We have budget pressures here at the state. What are your thoughts on the future of funding for MPBN?
Well, the funding for public broadcasting has always been under assault. I mean, that has been sort of consistent from year one, way back in 1967. Now, I will say that it's been much more difficult in recent years with budget, the budget crisis that we've had. And just yesterday, there was a vote in one of the House subcommittees that had a pretty significant swipe at taking money out of the budget for public broadcasting. Now, that's of deep concern to all of us because, of course, it could, you know, it's something we need to reverse. But public broadcasting is a good investment. I told Senator Collins when we had a discussion this past a couple months ago, it's a uniquely American solution to the question of how you fund public media in this country. We have a little bit of federal money, and all the local support comes, the vast majority of the local support comes from the community that the stations serve. So, for example, MPBN receives about 15% of its budget from the federal dollars, and as opposed to in Canada, where it's 100% is all funded by the federal government. So it's a uniquely American solution here, and I think that's a great thing. We spend about a buck and a half per person, per citizen in the United States, per year for all of public radio and television. That's a pretty good investment, I think, and it's something that we've built a great system, great programming, and a great cultural and news operation. I think that's worth continuing supporting.
What would it mean if indeed Congress were to cut off funding for public service media? What would be the direct impact here at MPBN?
Well, the challenge that we face is, it's the services that we provide with the great talented staff that we have. That's the core of what we do day in and day out. Transmission equipment is very expensive, but that's a subset of the cost. So we would have to look very seriously at programming that we do if we had losses in state or federal funding. Now, the other thing we could do is plan aggressively and make sure that we fundraise more actively in terms of the revenue side of things. So that's something that I'm committed to doing, growing the pie, if you will, for public broadcasting.
Well, the number is 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. We are going to take another short break.
When we return, more of your comments and questions.
Tweets.
Please stay with us.
We invite you to join MPBN this evening at Portland's Bayside Bowl for an evening of bowling, a sneak preview of some upcoming PBS television programs, and a chance to win one of two pairs of tickets to the upcoming August performance of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in Portland. MPBN staff on hand this evening of all levels of bowling experience include Suzanne Nance, Jennifer Rooks, Erwin Gratz, Ed Morin, Charles Beck, and MPBN President Mark Vogelzang and others. For more information, please call 207-330-4554 or visit mpbn.net and click on events. Entrance is free and Bayside Bowl will donate 5% of all of its proceeds to MPBN. We look forward to seeing you there this evening from 5:30 to 8:30 at Portland's Bayside Bowl. Broadcast of Maine Calling on MPBN Radio is made possible by listeners like you and by Packard Judd Kaye, providing strategic marketing consulting, communications, research, and training services. Online at PackardJudKaye.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you're listening to Maine Calling. Today on the program, Mark Vogelzang, President and CEO of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. Join our conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. Email talk@mpbn.net. Post to our Facebook page or tweet at Maine Calling. We're going to go right to Martha in Augusta. Martha, go ahead.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Mark and Jennifer. Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just very quickly, I want to say you wanted to know what we really like. I think Maine Calling is a fantastic program. I also would say In Tune by 10, Maine, all things considered, but probably at the top of my list is Vinyl Cafe.
Oh, really?
No, it's not a Maine program, but I just think that what they present is excellent. It is very rich in quality, and I think also it's very clean and never objectionable in any way.
Stuart McLean on Saturday afternoons.
Oh,
Vinyl
yes.
Cafe,
Sunday,
yeah.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I hope Car Talk, even though they're retiring, can continue, even though it'll be replays, but that's always a fun thing to listen to.
It's a great show, and it will, you're right, with that retirement, they're still going to be on the air. We're still going to carry that program on Saturday morning, so don't be worried.
I love Car Talk, too. Thanks so much, Martha.
Well, I do have one thing I want to say in the negative.
Yes,
and
please.
That is, I do listen to Prairie Home Companion and have for many years, but I'm finding that the programs lately have been just really strange. I mean, some of the things they do are very weird. I'm not so sure why some of the subjects have changed with Garrison Keillor, but I think we could do better with the time that's spent for Prairie Home Companion.
Interesting. So it's time for Prairie Home Companion to retire, perhaps, is what you're saying.
Or at least just go once instead of twice. And I'll quickly say one of my suggestions is if you could get a program like Living on Earth
yep.
to be revolving more around Maine kinds of living.
Mm.
If you could do something maybe with College of the Atlantic, University of Maine, with MAVCA, and get them to bring more subjects about ecology, geology, you know, that kind of thing that's specific to Maine
mm-hmm.
On the program.
I like that idea. That's interesting.
All right. Martha, are you familiar with our television program, Sustainable Maine? That's a series that we've been working on. Frank Farrell as producer with the University of Maine system, and it looks at sustainability issues. It's a television program.
Yes, Jennifer, I am. Unfortunately, where I live in Augusta, unless I get cable, which I'm on a pension and can't afford, I do not anymore get reception of MPBN.
Mm,
shoot.
Mm.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
work on that. Thank you
okay,
for that.
Well, thank you, Mark. Keep up the good work.
Hey, appreciate it, too. So we won't see Martha tonight at the bowling alley where where we're doing celebrity bowling, I guess. Right, Jennifer Rooks?
I'm hesitant to use the word celebrity, Mark.
Well, we're going to be there tonight by hook or by crook. Hope to see you there, too. That'll be fun. But this has been good. I like hearing what folks have to say. You know, one question I could put out there is, what about journalism? The one thing that folks have said to me is that the investment in journalism and public media is a good thing, and I'd like to see more us do more. It needs more resources. But tell us how you would react to that if I said to you, should we be investing in better and even more great journalists?
Okay. Nancy in Cape Elizabeth has been holding on for a long time. Nancy, go ahead. You're finally on Maine Calling.
Hi, thank you. I don't really have any thoughts about journalism, but I've spent a fair amount of time both in Boston and in Vermont and have listened to the stations that have been separated. And the thing that really strikes me is that their fundraising needs are enormous compared with ours, even in Vermont. And
yep.
I hate to see us take on that kind of responsibility. I think that you've got a really good balance now. You've done a good job of combining both aspects of radio, and I really like having them both as it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they are.
So the perception that they're doing more fundraising in Vermont and Boston than we are is a good bit of feedback. We've cut back our radio fundraising, as you know. We've been doing it one day at a time. A super. You like that idea, obviously.
I do. I like that very much.
All right, good. Anything you'd like else to see on MPBN?
I agree with the previous call. I think once is enough for Prairie Home Companion at this time. I think they are on the wane.
Thanks.
Thanks. Well, you know, Nancy, that's a really interesting point you bring about balancing,
yeah.
You know, the ambitions of Maine Public Broadcasting and also the balance about fundraising. So I thank you for calling. We're going to go now to Barbara in Nobleboro. Barbara, go ahead.
Hi there. Well, have a good day, Mark. I'm glad to see you in Maine.
Hey, thank you. I'm loving it. Yep.
I wanted to say that I've heard so many voices promoting the music aspect of your programming. I grew up with Milton Cross.
Oh, wow.
As a child, my mother always called us in for the opera. So I'm not anti-classical. I love classical music, and I'm delighted to hear it. But if I hear one more string quartet, I think I'll explode. What I really, really like, and I heard a gentleman diss this, is your international coverage. Your BBC coverage is excellent. And I don't think that we can afford to put our heads in the sand and not hear what the other countries and the other peoples are thinking about us as a people and how we function, particularly how it affects us here in Maine. We have to be more aware of the international perspective of what's going on in the world and how it affects us here in Maine. And I think your news and your question about journalism, absolutely, you've got to really beef that up in order to keep your people better informed and keep us on top of things. And I have to say, I don't have television, can't afford it, and I don't have, I've had to cut back a lot of my international magazines. So my radio is my life's blood, and what I get out of my NBR particularly is what keeps me going and keeps me well informed. So please, please, whatever you do, do not cut back on the information shows.
Great, thank you for that. And of course, it's been a long tradition here at MPBN. We've always provided international perspective and coverage, both on NPR and our other programs that we offer through the BBC. So thanks for that vote of confidence, Barbara. That's great.
Thank you, Barbara. We're going to go now to Beth in Orono. Beth, you are on Maine Calling.
Hi.
Hey, Beth.
First, I just want to comment on the previous caller. I absolutely agree with what she said about more international. I have lived in many parts of the country, and I am interested in hearing what's going on all over, not just in Maine. Oh, and one more comment relating to her. I can't get enough string quartets. But I really wanted to thank you, first of all, for the Live from the Met performances on Saturday afternoon. I know that they are important to so many people. I have actually taught several opera courses through the program called Senior College, and it's amazing to me how many of my students first learn to love opera by listening to those Live from the Met
performances. True. It is true. And, of course, if you tuned in earlier on this program, we did a show on opera, which was terrific with Keith and and Suzanne.
Yeah, I was sorry that I missed the whole thing. It was great. Suzanne Nance is a great advocate.
Thank you. That's great. I'll pass it along.
One more thing about opera. I wish that you would show more of them on TV in the evening, so the live from the Met. And when you do, please don't start them at 10 o'clock at night. Opera lovers don't. Operas run 4 hours often. 10 o'clock at night just doesn't work for us.
Yeah, they do. They do run long, and 10 o'clock is late to start. Well, that's good advice, and well, good feedback for us. But thank you, Beth, for your comment about MPBN, and we'll keep at it.
Thank you very much for your call. You know, Mark, I've got a big smile on my face because I'm thinking of what a challenge you have and what a challenge Charles Beck has as our director of content. I think that if we were tallying what people said in today's call-in program, that we would have votes for more local coverage, votes for more international coverage, votes for less classical music, votes for more classical
music.
More
string music, less string quartet, more string quartet.
I don't envy the decision makers here, but people can rest assured we're doing our best.
But you do the same thing. There's always an editorial function in any broadcasting organization. There's always a function of what do you choose to do, where do you choose to focus. You face that in Main Watch every week when you're producing that program. What do you decide to focus on and what do you decide not to focus on?
If I could answer that in the next 3 minutes, I would be happy to do so, Mark, but I can't. It's a lot of experience and instinct and listening to people who talk to me out in the field. I'm going to go now to Lisa in Deer Isle. Lisa, go ahead.
Oh,
you're
great.
On Main Calling.
Hi.
Lisa, I was on Isle of Hoe not so long ago.
Anti-classical music folk. I also have lived in a lot of different parts of the country, and NPR was always a big part of my car drives.
Good.
And I really resent the fact that there's classical music every morning, because it's the time that I'm in the car the most, and to have it every single morning from 9 to 12, I don't have a lifestyle that I'm going to have the radio on in the house unless it's late afternoon and I'm cooking or I'm doing something else. And I actually have stopped giving extra money to NPR because of this.
Mm.
Mm. Well, Lisa,
I mean, it's every single morning. And so...
So your vote would be for more...
Against it. What?
Your vote would be for more news and information on MPBN.
I have never lived anywhere where NPR has so much music.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that if I want to listen to classical music, I'll turn to a classical music station.
Yep.
Okay.
But I don't feel that it belongs every morning on NPR.
Lisa, we have just a few more seconds, so I'm going to see if we can get some votes from a couple other callers. We're going to go now
Thank
to
you.
Steve in Orono. Steve, very quickly, we're almost off the air. You're on Main Calling.
Well, there's no hotter working person than Jennifer Rooks, and more of that. But Suzanne Nance has been a great compliment to Jennifer. It's just those two folks, I'm telling you right now, have really raised the bar, and I appreciate it, and I do like classical in the morning to unwind from listening to talk shows.
Well, I'm so glad I took your call. thank you, Steve.
We got fans out there. You got fans out
okay.
there, Jennifer.
Well,
we know that. Absolutely. Okay. For Suzanne, too. Thank you for that, Steve.
Thank you so much. And Mark, thank you for joining us today. Mark is the president and CEO of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. Today's program was produced by Jonathan Smith. Our volunteer, Cindy Hahn, answered your calls. Lindsay Maynard ran the board, and we had help from the MPBN web team.
Can I just say thank you, Jennifer, and thank to all our listeners. Keep supporting this station. We need your help to do all this work. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to Maine Calling on the Maine Public Broadcasting Network.